So, what is your name?
My name's Rob.
And what is your favourite part about being on the Red Falcon or Red Funnel?
Oh, that's a really good question. I guess the favourite part is no 2 days are ever the same. So you can see out the window now, it's extremely busy. We've got a ship coming in up the channel there. We've got lots of small yachts and small craft around. Okay, we've got a tug there. Every day the weather is different. We can get very big winds. We can get sometimes restricted visibility where, you know, we get mist and fog. So that's hard work for us because we can't see where we're going visually out the window. Okay, so we have a lot of instruments you can see over there. And I get to go home every night. So where I used to work at deep sea on cruise ships, I'll be away for 4 months.
What inspired you to work for Red Funnel?
For Red Funnel? I think some of the reasons I've just mentioned, that it's always very busy. You're in a very busy part of the world. When you're on big ships out in the ocean, you don't see a lot. So it's great fun, but you don't see an awful lot. But with Red Funnel, you're seeing lots of activity all the time. There's lots going on, lots of different boats, lots of different ships. Red Funnel carry, you know, a huge number of people back and forth to the island. So we supply the island with everything. If you think about it, everything that goes to the Isle of Wight has to come by ferry, either with us or with Whitelink. So we are a crucial service to the island. So it does feel like you're actually providing a really important service to islanders. You're keeping them supplied with food, medicine, water, and also taking, obviously, people across on holiday, for example.
What is the most, like, one of the most difficult days you've had here? Like, you know, fogginess or, you know, like, riskiest or, like, a big boat coming near you, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's not often we have any issues with big boats coming close to us, because that's something we're trained to handle and that's something we do all the time. Like you've just seen there with a big ship going by. So we know exactly what we're going to do, where we're going to go, where we're going to miss that big ship, if that makes sense. So it's all very well planned. So you never really have that situation arising. The hardest part of the job is probably when you have got restricted visibility. So yeah, that is a bit more challenging. So when it's thick fog and we got a lot of traffic around, if you look out the window now, we've got lots of small boats around. So when it's foggy, the only way we can see them is on this, on the radar. See with little dots?
Yes.
So we can't see them out the window. So that's very hard. Yeah. So we work very hard when it's like that. And also when we have big storms, you know, we have some big named storms come in. We've had a lot this winter where we've had winds of 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. Then obviously that's a hard day's work then as well. Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me chat with you. I'm just going to pass the mic over to Enrico here.
Yeah, how do you communicate, like, with your crew, Ian?
Yeah, again, that's a really good question. So what we do, we're one crew on here. So there's myself, there's Jessa, okay? We have two ABs, so Nicole over there is one of them. And we have a bosun. So those guys, to be honest, they do all the work. They load the ship, they tie it up, they untie it. I just stand here. So they do all the work. But we talk to each other when we come on. So we work together the same shift, okay? So when we join work, we have a chat, and when we come on board, we'll have a little briefing, and I'll update them on what's going on, what to expect for the day, and so on. We've got two engineers as well. I don't know if you're going to the engine room, I'm not sure, but we've got two engineers down in the engine room as well, so I'll talk to them. And as the day goes on, we can talk to each other on this, on the radio. So we've each got a radio. So if I need to talk to Nicole or Rob, I can call them on the radio and have a chat. We've obviously got the telephones between here and the mess room and the engine room, so if I need to call the engineers, I can call them on the telephone. And also I can put an announcement out all around the ship if I need to get hold of anybody urgently. If I can't raise them by telephone or on here and I need to urgently get hold of somebody, I can do a quick announcement on there as well.
Well, that's actually really interesting, that is.
Good.
Yeah, so how do you do the, like, wings, you know, like,
yeah,
things?
Come on, I'll show you if you want.
All right.
Yeah, come across. You all right, Jessa?
Yeah.
Right, if we go to the wing.
You can wait.
So, this is what we call the wing. So, when I'm berthing the ship, I don't do it from the centre. So, at the moment, you see we're steering from the centre of the ship, okay? But when we come alongside the dock, then I'll come here and berth the ship. And the reason for that is I can see both ends of the ship. All right, so do you want to go in there? You can have a look. There you go. So can you look over the edge? You can see both ends?
Oh, yeah.
So I can see when it's alongside the dock from here, and I've got the same controls that we had on the centre over there.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's pretty cool. And I've got all the same instruments. You see, I've got a camera there, so I can see that end of the ship if I want to. We'll have a look at the front of the ship. So that's how they see when they're getting close.
Oh.
So that's the front of the ship at the moment.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. That is.
That's really cool, that is.
Yep. So I'm just keeping an eye on that yacht down there. You're leaving it to port, Jess? Yeah, he's not clearing yet. So I just like keeping an eye on this yacht. So you can see it's very busy at the moment. So what I'm doing from here, I'm getting a good view of the yacht. Yeah, he's clearing now, Jess. Okay, so we just had to alter course for that yacht there. So you can see how busy it can get.
Gosh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my.
And then you've got another small motorboat coming down the other side. So one of the things out here is a lot of these people driving these small boats, they don't always know the rules.
Yeah. I'm
Yeah. We're just used to it. But you have to anticipate. The big problem is they're not looking astern, so they're totally unaware that you're there.
Right.
That's the thing, yeah. But so when I come in, you're going back to your question, sorry. When we come into berth, I'll be looking on the wing here and using the controls here to bring it in, and then I can see when the front of the ship comes in line with the dock.
Oh.
Okay, but we'll also have Nicole or somebody like that down there who'll be telling me the distance. She'll be saying 20 feet, 30 feet, 30 feet, 20 feet, 10 feet, counting me down as well. So I know exactly when I'm coming onto the berth. Good question, well done.
Wow, that's really cool, that is.
Yeah. Can you ask me a question? Yeah.
You probably won't know, but how much was it to build this place?
Oh, that's a very good question. I don't know. And the reason for that is it was built a long time ago. It was built in 1994, so 32 years ago.
This entire place?
Yeah.
It looks really
new. If you had to build... No, it's 32 years old. If you had to build one now, it would be about... £40 million in that sort of region, £40-45 million. So not cheap.
Gosh, that is expensive, right?
It is very expensive. So,
to be honest, I've always kind of wanted to build my own boat, but I think that, a big boat like this, but I think that dream's going to not come in a long time.
You need a shipyard first, and lots of workers. But why not? Do you not want to learn to drive one?
Sure.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. You
need to do what this man's done then. So you need to go and do a cadetship, and you'll go to college for 3 years. So you spend a year at sea out of the 3 years, and the other 2 years will be studying. So a minimum of a year at sea, and the other 2 years are studying very hard. It's very, very hard, isn't it, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
So, but if that's what you want to do, that's how you get into it, yeah. Okay.
Thank you for the interview.
All right. Thank you very much. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.